I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The White House waited until the last minute to confirm something on President Obama's schedule today. It was a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Expectations at the meeting in Washington might lead to anything resembling a breakthrough, and the long-stalled peace process were low at best. The Obama administration's efforts to secure a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict appear to have gone nowhere, and that leads some to wonder whether a two-state solution is even viable anymore. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
All sides say they agree. The way out of this decades-long conflict between Israel and the Palestinians is the two-state solution, Israel and an independent Palestine side by side. But the peace process, whose diplomatic high point was probably the 1993 signing of the Oslo Accord, now seems to exist in name only. There are many reasons why that's the case, starting with a deep lack of trust between Israelis and Palestinians. Nathan Brown is a Middle East expert at the Wilson Center.
Both sides have completely lost confidence in the other. Yes, they're for a two-state solution if it would really bring an end and solve the problems, but neither side is convinced that the other side is serious about it. So they don't have confidence the other side would move that way.
Another problem, Brown says, is that the political leadership on both sides is split on the idea of a two-state solution, starting with the Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes, Netanyahu has verbally said that he would accept a Palestinian state, but attached so many conditions to it that it's not a state in any meaningful way. On the Palestinian side, you've got a Palestinian leadership in Ramallah that is enthusiastic about the idea of a two-state solution, but also a Palestinian leadership in Gaza who say that they are against it. They would accept it only as an interim measure.
Brown says his heart still wants to believe in the two-state solution, but his head says something else, that the two sides have been moving in opposite directions. Middle East expert Daniel Levy at the New America Foundation says the window of opportunity for the two-state solution is closing.
President Obama may well be the last American president who can credibly try to pursue a two-state solution. I think if it doesn't happen on his watch, it doesn't happen at all.
Levy says that only adds to the urgency of the two-state goal because there is no plan B.
This affects everything else America is trying to do in the region. It affects regional stability. It affects America's credibility. It affects America's allies' capacity to work with America. It affects your pushback against Al-Qaeda. So all of those things take a hit if America scales back the expectations and fails on this front. And I don't think that's inevitable at all with this administration.
Some experts were reassured when National Security Advisor James Jones said in a recent speech that Middle East peace remains one of the most pressing concerns for the Obama administration. But again, frustration runs deep. The Israeli Prime Minister has refused to meet Washington's demand for a complete freeze on settlement construction. And today, Netanyahu repeated his call to the Palestinians to return to the negotiating table. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has refused. In fact, he says he won't run for re-election. He's accusing the Israelis of choosing settlements over peace and the U.S. of letting it happen. Middle East expert David Makovsky is the author of Myths, Illusions, and Peace. He says the U.S. cannot be more interested in negotiations than the two parties themselves. But Makovsky says as frustrating as the peace process has been, the only real option is an American-sponsored two-state solution.
When you just walk away, you create a vacuum, and that vacuum gets filled by the people you don't necessarily want it to get filled by.
Makovsky says time is not on the side of the moderates in this conflict. He says the most likely alternative to a two-state solution is the status quo, which isn't good for either Israelis or Palestinians in the long run. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.